Now, Wally, I think is mine a 6550 or no? I think that was a 4500 NVHS that I handed off to you at the last ARP meeting.
Yeah, I think it's actually our 4550. All those are easy to program in. What Sean said is 100% true. If you don't have to mess around with the DMR part of it, it's really easy. I mean, it's really easy to program it then. So it's when you get into the DMR and you got to get the talk group right and the color code right and the time slot right, and then you got to get, you have to get everything just right in order for it to work. And then the scanning part of it is a little bit difficult too. So now there's a lot to it for that end of it. But just analog stuff, it goes pretty quick. I got a whole bunch of frequencies already listed out in my XTL. I'll just copy those and paste them or do something and get them in there. But I can't. K8O, I think, is one of the repeaters that's fairly busy. Like I said, I was kind of surprised how busy it was. Go ahead, Sean. WAVD.